Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brady Watch on WEEI is brought to you by Northeast Electrical. We are powered by difference. Visit needco.com.
Every time you play a great power ballad, I feel sad about WAF. Can you not do that
totally over
the next 24
You guys probably
hours?
Had like Def Leppard in studio and a free concert. All the hair concerts you've gone to over the years, how many?
Oh, it's got to be numbering in the hundreds.
Yeah. Jealous.
I would assume.
The number of concerts he stayed at past the first act were numbering in the tens.
Hey, I saw, thanks to WAF, I saw Nirvana play at the Wallace Civic Center Fitchburg, Massachusetts.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Oh, the leopard.
Pearl Jam at, what did the club used to be? The rock club, like the metal club that was on Lansdowne Street. Was that called Axis? Was that the name of that?
Yeah. Yes.
Nobody under the age of 60 knows what I'm talking about right now, but.
Spin Cycle Fridays with Tim Ryan.
Sad days, but you can, if you're a listener of the old show and you came over here to the new show, you can bid farewell to our longtime co-workers, Carrie and Mike Hsu, over the next 24, 48 hours, whatever it is. I believe the Christian format takes over on Saturday morning or
I'm
midnight.
Goodbye.
Yeah, midnight.
All Fourier?
Yeah. It's oh yeah, maybe Christian will come do a show with me on the new Christian station. It'd be all Christian all the time.
Well, I mean, he's going to be calling a game from Fort Myers on Saturday, so
W Pray AF is what they're.
Stole that out of my book.
That's why you put the little sticky on that
Jesus
page.
Jesus Christ!
Literally. WAAF, we are all effed.
Bob, do you think the Christian rock, the Christian contemporary format is going to do well in this? I mean, would you consider Boston to be a wildly, religious city?
Catholic guilt guy?
Yeah, no, yeah. There's a lot of, but.
Did AAF reach Boston?
That was the issue.
Yeah.
Take the state in general. I don't know. I guess
I know a lot of people that are very into their faith.
They are?
Yep. And I know quite a few people that would probably listen to this station
you
as well.
You do?
I do, surprisingly, because I was thinking about it yesterday, and I was going through my mental Rolodex of everyone that I know that's into their faith and whatnot, and I'm like, you know what? I could see this person, that person. Yeah, I could.
Yeah, Mutt's a devout Christian.
I could see it. I get that it's big in the South and Texas and those places, but.
But that's where I believe they would really consume everything, the Pentatonix albums and the Amy Grant. And that's where the whole life is about that. I believe I've met a lot of people whose faith matters a lot to them up here, but who just, I can't see like making their life about it, listening to it in the car, bringing it in the home. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's a personal issue up here, whereas it's a public matter in the
but
South.
But then a lot of that is habit. Like you still run into people who are eating fish on Fridays and stuff during Lent.
Right.
Yeah.
And they don't have meatless Mondays. They do it just because they want to put it on the gram.
Yeah. Right.
So
virtue signaling.
Yep.
Do they do the same thing over there that we do, which is talk about Tom Brady for 24 hours a day,
yep.
but they just talk about having the faith, like yes. If everybody, the power of prayer to bring Tom Brady back
correct.
To the
they use the rosary.
Is this not right. Christian radio because he's spoken of as our Lord and Savior here?
That's true.
All right.
That's blasphemous, Nick.
Tomorrow, Wiggy will be in here for more Tom Brady speculation.
And before we get into it, I don't know what we're doing here. I really don't know what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
But can we get back to a douche move from last week? I have something I want to bring up on the show that happened yesterday.
Only if we use the intro. Do we have the intro?
Oh, yeah. Hang on.
Okay. All
right. And now, another episode of Douche Move.
Ha, what a douche.
What is it? What's your issue?
So yesterday, I'm at my lovely gas station, and I pull in, and I'm waiting. There's a guy that pulled in the slot right in front of me, parked, and went in to go buy scratch tickets and soda and God knows what else inside.
Nick alluded to this last week. I don't understand why this is so frustrating to you.
Move your car, dude. You're taking up space at a pump while people are waiting. But that is so inconsiderate.
But oftentimes, there's no other parking space.
There were several parking spaces that were 20 feet away.
Oh, that one's closer.
Come on. Stop it.
Oh, holy 1%.
He doesn't care because he's the guy that does this.
Yeah.
That's why.
So you're trying to get, were you trying to get gas?
Yes, quickly. I had an appointment to get to.
How long did the person take inside? It was 10 minutes, 5 minutes,
You know how scratch tickets go.
It was over 5 minutes because I finally moved, pulled around, and backed into another spot that had opened up before the guy that went into the store's car moved.
Yeah.
Oh, and then someone's going to yell at you, Curtis, because you went the wrong way into the pump and you're only supposed to park, you know, your car pointing this way, left side, right side. You can't go around. Sorry, you can't do that. And Greg, all these Cumbies, 7-Eleven, racetracks, whatever, wherever you like to go get your gas and your snacks and coffee, there are always 3 to 5 spots you could easily just pull right into. Like, oh, sorry, Rick, did you have to go around the Chevy to find the other spot over there by the red box machine? I know that would have been terrible having to start your car one more time.
To go in there.
Why do I have to idle behind you?
Right. You don't have 5 minutes to wait. You're busy. You're going to a meeting. You're going to a lunch where you're going to have a salad.
Such a douche move.
Yeah, come on.
A bigger affront to humanity is people that are taking up two spaces when they should only be taking up one space because they have a big car, they have a car that they don't want anybody near, or a bigger, people driving big ass trucks have zero idea how to fit them into the parking space. That to me is a bigger affront than somebody who's pulling into a the word convenience is in the title.
Yeah, and there are spaces that are right 5 feet away. If you just pull around and you don't take up other people's time, there is no worse thing that a human can do to another human than take their time.
With a two-spot issue, Greg, I have a question for you. What is worse in your mind? The person that knowingly takes up two spaces, straddles the middle because they've got the bigger vehicle or the new vehicle they don't want dinged, or the person who pulls into the spot poorly, looks and realizes their tire is over the line, no one can park next to them, and it's just like, I'm not going to straighten it out.
I think it's the people who are doing it on purpose. If somebody is doing a bad job parking because they're not a great driver, I'm not as offended by that by somebody who's like, I'm going to take up two spaces, especially when
lot's full, that is abominable.
When the lot is full.
Yeah. If there's spaces, do whatever you want. I don't care. But when the lot is full and it's just an FU move,
And how about when you finally get a chance after you've gassed up to pull forward because you partake of the convenience because you don't want to inconvenience store the people behind you, and you get there and you need to get out of your car and the person next to you in the space has their door open and they take their sweet time getting out. They take a phone call when they're getting out.
They're smoking a cigarette.
And I'm like, Leslie, I just want to get out of the car. Would you mind if I went in and I got my coffee? I have to sit in my driver's seat for 3 minutes while they finish a butt and take a call.
You know, move. How do you know the guy didn't have when it came to the gas that he wanted to pay cash and
he had already filled up his tank, put the lid back on his tank, and went inside.
Oh, if you fill up gas, then you have the right to stay.
Yes,
there for 5 minutes.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't. Once you're done with the transaction, pull into a parking spot in front of the front door.
Pull in.
What about the effect on the environment of starting your car up?
Correct.
Now we have vehicles that stop and restart every time you're at a light. Yeah, so I think they've fleshed that argument out.
Danielle and I went on a 15-minute drive, and our rental car stopped and started itself 300 times.
Seriously. Ridiculous. I'm like, can I disable this feature? So annoying.
Seriously.
This is Paul. Hello, Paul.
Good morning.
What's up?
WAAF's been widely successful for 30 years. They're going to go and put a Christian station on in Boston. Let me remind you, the Boston Globe was the one that broke the story of the priests and the rapists and the sex scandals.
Yes.
It is not going to do well in this city. That movie Spotlight with Michael Keaton was unbelievable how they exposed that.
But that doesn't mean that people don't have faith.
Right.
I mean,
Greg, the Catholic Church is below water, guy. I mean, they've lost trillions and billions. It's a joke.
Hey,
I was forced to go to church as a child. No one forces their kids to go to church anymore.
Curtis,
that's not true.
Or Ken, can I try a Nick here, based on a text? That that doesn't mean, no, you got to give me, I don't need the, I just need a rim shot.
Oh, at the end? Okay.
That doesn't mean that, that people here in Boston don't want to rock out with their frock out.
What? Oh man, for the few of us that laughed at that.
Now you blame it on a texter.
That was a texter.
It's funny. I don't
By the way,
text.
Greg, I want to have a dash cam on you, seeing you wait for a guy to move his car while after he pumped his gas, you will flip out. I can see your eyes bugging out of your head.
He won't say anything. He will sit there and sigh over and over again. Passive aggressively.
I mean, try not to let the little things bother me. I mean,
you're a harumph.
What?
It's like a twig in a mighty stream.
But do you give anybody like the? What about the fact that it's cold? Like, do you give anybody an accommodation for the fact that it's cold? And if they have to walk, you know, a half a mile from their parking space to the convenience store to get there.
You're making our point. Shouldn't it be better if you move from the gas pump in front of the store? You'll walk less.
Guy, it's right there. Just move your car. It's a filling station with a convenience store. I am here to fill up my gas tank and get on with my life.
Here's a 508 text that says what you're supposed to do is go into the store first and then come out and pump your gas so you don't
look like you didn't use the credit card. You had to pay cash.
Yes.
You're that guy that wants 20 on pump
that
5.
That's the way you do that. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, this is a real FU moment, and it happened last night. I pull into a bank, and I want to go into the bank machine. There's a handicap space right next to the door at the bank machine opening. I get out of the car. I'm the only one there. The bank's closed. I get out. A car comes roaring in, stops at the handicap space without a handicap plate or placard, gets out, goes in right in front of me, does four transitions, leaves the car running in the handicap space. Does four transitions, leave me standing there.
Transactions. Well, you're only allowed to do one?
All I know is the numbers kept, the buttons kept being clicked. Other receipts kept coming and going. I was sitting there, maroon Chevy S10 with an American flag on the back.
It's like the people that go through the coffee drive-thru and order, you know, 6 different bagel sandwiches, 15 different preparations of coffee. Now, my exception to this is obviously if you have kids in the car. I know it's not always easy to bring, you know, that squirming octopus 2-year-old in, Nick. Or, you know, perhaps if you have a disability or an issue that makes it difficult for you to get in. Don't go through the drive-thru when everyone's trying to get, like, a coffee and order 16 items. That's a douche move.
What's the limit at a drive-thru? 3 items or more? Do we have to now have a 6 items or
that's
less
ridiculous.
And a 10 items
if
or less?
If you're ordering 5 sandwiches, it's for convenience and brevity. Oh. If you have a big order, either place it on your mobile app or go inside to order. No one has time for them to make 16 bagel sandwiches for you and everyone on your crew at the work site. Go inside.
Now, is this accurate where a texter is saying that contemporary Christian radio, which is what WAAF mm-hmm. will become on Saturday, mm-hmm. has nothing to do with Catholicism?
Yeah, it's a very different facet.
So what is it, like the Baptist kind of Christian thing?
It's a more, like I mentioned how there's a lot more alternative and like progressive churches these days. And we actually talked about this in Fort Myers when we had Michael Chavis on, talking about religion and faith and whatnot. And he had actually said, you know, there's all these different tenets of Christianity that are kind of fighting with each other over who's right, who's wrong.
Yeah.
Why can't we just come together? Because we're all showing, you know, we're all worshiping the same God here, essentially.
Oh.
But there,
maybe they'll get him as their weekly socks guy on the Christian morning show. this is Joseph. Hello, Joseph.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up?
Just wanted to say, long time listener at EEI, and you guys are a welcome change in the morning. It's been a pleasure to listen to you guys.
Thank you.
I am a Christian, and I do listen to Caleb down here in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
As soon as you guys are off the air, that's what I turn to.
Yeah.
But it's more about a relationship with Christ than not a religion.
Yeah.
To the caller's point before, they were speaking about the Catholic Church. As unfortunate as those incidents were, you know, we're in the forgiveness business, and we're in the business of healing. And, you know, that's more the message that that Christ is bringing to the table.
So do you think, it sounds like you're selling me insurance, but do you think that, do you think it'll work here?
I'm not a hardcore, like, I didn't grow up in like the immediate area of AAF. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
maybe it will.
It's about the Bible. It's supposed to work everywhere, you know?
I just think it's, we talked a lot about this yesterday, so I don't want to belabor the point, but I think it's sad that rock music as a genre has fallen to the point where there's going to be virtually no radio station that plays new rock music in the number, what are we, the number six market in the country or the ninth market in the country?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
I mean, that's like a sad statement about the state of that genre of music.
But honestly, how many new rock bands are coming up? Like, do your kids play or like any other classmates?
They listen to rap.
Are
like
rock
Reese,
bands? Right.
Reese listens to rap. I mean,
like, when I was in high school, there were like everybody
had
a rock
band. But he listens
band.
To like classic rock.
And the skate pod.
Sure, that's related, but thank you.
But think about it, Greg.
You could rename it the Skate God and have it on the Christian station. But
you come, like, you land at Logan, you go through the robot sidewalk, you hear Mayor Walsh, you get in your rental car, you start driving around Boston. You have to almost go through the entire dial to maybe find a rock station. Any other city you go to, like,
well,
you go through half a dial.
ZLX is a classic rock station.
Yes, sir.
ROR is, I think that's like, is that a classic pop station or what would you call that?
I have no idea.
But you're talking
80s
about
80s and more is how they're branding themselves these days.
80s
at
and
ROR.
More. But you would, I mean,
I love Ann Moore.
Right.
I know, what's the Ann Moore part? But for 50 years, that's all AAF did is new music, old music, new music, old music, new rock, classic rock. And I mean, it's kind of, I mean, I think it, we were talking about it yesterday, it is cyclical. Like, I know country music and hip hop are probably the top two genres. Like, now maybe it'll come around, but
you have a lot of cash. Why don't you buy a radio station? Reinvent. Give Mike Shue a nice place to land, so
I would
to speak.
Put you two over there and replace you with Shue and Carrie over here.
Win-win.
This is Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hi there. Hillman, are you going to be on Friday night for the sign-off of AAF?
Yes, me and Spaz. Spaz is going to come back to cluster F his way into another brilliant performance as a producer sometime
tomorrow. I'm so excited for this.
And I'm picking all my own tunes. Five songs an hour. Maybe four songs an hour. Whatever the requirement is.
All right. Posts must be hit.
I will be hitting posts. Hello, Ethan.
Morning, guys.
What's up, Ethan?
Is this going to be like when Greg leaves AAF and then they implode, you know, 6 months later and Brady leaves the Patriots? Are they going to implode next season?
I don't think they will implode the New England Patriots.
Well, actually, your guy Ninkovich told Karen Garrigue, and he thinks the other Patriots free agents, there will be an exodus. Like, if Brady doesn't re-sign, all the other guys are gone too. So maybe.
Yep. Was reading that on the break. That's scary.
Really?
Yes.
So who's he talking about?
He's talking about how difficult it'll be, a mass exodus.
But who? Like
Ninkovich is going to leave ESPN.
Who are the free agents? Yeah. You got Jamie Collins is up this season. You have Kyle Van Noy. He's up. Philip Dorsett is up. Devin McCourty is up.
Do you want Van Noy back here?
Do I need Van Noy back? Yeah. No, I take Jamie Collins before Van Noy.
Yeah. Well, that is kind of a scary thing that Ninkovich said.
And attracting them. Now think like, hey, guess what? No Brady. Defense. No weapons. Come to Foxborough. Then the 6-10 2020 Patriots will be at hand.
All right. We got to get to what is trending.
Your source for off-season Patriots coverage. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the biggest news of all, Hillman, just got this in my mailbox. Red Sox opening day tickets on sale today, 10 a.m. Get them now. RedSox.com/social.
Was the opening day on a Tuesday this year?
Ooh, I don't
what is it? This is it the second or the so. Third? I think it's the second. Remember when they moved it because it was Good Friday? Speaking of how religious we are around these parts.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, the Red Sox are waiting for their sign-stealing discipline. That's not going to come until next week. The breaking news last night in the NFL, the CBA proposal. Volan doesn't like this either, Fitzy. He points out that this is my main point. It's going to dilute the bye weeks. So the number one team is the only one that gets the bye. That's just way too significant of an advantage. Don't you see that point of it?
But then that makes you, that values the number one. It gives you something to covet and to play harder for and aspire to.
I mean, why, the Chiefs could have a run of dynastic proportions here because for, let's say, the next 5 years, they're the number one seed. They're the only team that gets a bye week and plays two games to the Super Bowl. That is a serious edge.
Sad.
Thursday, the opening day is Thursday, April 2nd.
April 2nd, okay.
Very good. CBA could be ratified here in the next couple days. We'll see if that format for the NFL takes effect by 2020. Bruins won their 10th in 11 games last night. Pastrnak scores on the breakaway in overtime. They beat Edmonton and will take on Calgary tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern Time faceoff. And one more shameless plug for the live tweeting of the Miracle on Ice game at WEEI.com. If you could go back, Hillman, and watch great moments in New England sports history, or national sports history, like the Miracle on Ice, what would it be?
And then tweet about them?
Because I've got mine. Don't forget about the tweeting. Just go back and see it in person.
Well, you probably want to go back to the Sox comeback against the Yankees, right? Was that ALDS? Was that what that was?
2004 Game 4 ALDS.
Yes. Dave Roberts.
Dave Roberts, yeah.
See it live. Danielle brought this one up earlier, but if you could be there to see Castiglione fall in the chair, like how awesome would that be to actually be in the booth?
He got it!
Red Sox
win. I just went head over heels in my chair.
Joe just fell down.
You know what I would pick? Here's what I'd pick. I would pick the Sunday that Brady threw the game winner against the Saints to Kenbrell Tompkins. Either be in Foxborough, watch that, then go watch the Sox game from the tailgate because you can't get out in Route 1 traffic, or be there for that Poppy Grand Slam in the eighth.
I would like to be there. I would like to be there when Bork took the jersey off and gave it to Espo.
Oh, there you go.
So some of those kind of moments, not just necessarily how great the game is.
It's the Greg E. Hill Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Plays over 50 years on that baby, Ken. At least.
Oh, my God. It's the Rockland Bank Pavilion, I believe, now downtown in the Seaport?
Yes.
Oh, buddy. I saw a white snake there a couple years ago. Oh, David Coverdale.
What, did you lose a bat there?
I was working at AF.
It's the
Blue Hills Bank Pavilion now. Oh, my God.
Curtis wants to bring up a name that you just don't hear enough around here. Tom Brady.
Oh, my God.
We haven't talked about him at all.
Based on something that he has worked up about this morning, something that Andy Hart has written, I believe.
Andy Hart has a story up with a former agent named Joel Corey, who told CBS that he believes Tom Brady could get $100 million.
Not over 2 years.
3 years.
Over 3 years.
Yes.
Wow.
$68 million guaranteed.
Wow.
What is he basing that on?
He says that the agent wrote that Brady has consistently stated he wants to play until he's at least 45. He's already in uncharted territory as the oldest full-time starting quarterback in league history. And Ben Roethlisberger, who will be 38, had a deal where he got a $68 million extension with $37 million fully guaranteed, and he thinks Brady can get more than that because of what he means to the team and the organization.
Well, but there's nobody, never mind the gone stay board in here, there's nobody who would believe that Bill Belichick et al. Is going to give Tom Brady 3 years and $100 million. Is there?
I think so.
Huh? Yeah.
Somebody will be crazy enough.
No, Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick?
Are you listening to the show?
Yes, I am. Who?
Is there anybody? That means that if that's the market and that's what it is, then there's no way the Patriots do that, correct?
Bye-bye.
No way.
Oh, can I move my 70-30 over to Gone? I know you said never mind the board, but if anyone thinks that Brady's going to get $100 million or even anything resembling that up here, bye-bye.
Now, serious question, though. If Brady takes that contract, he gets backlash for doing a money grab situation, doesn't he?
That's all that we've heard is that it's not about the money from a dollar perspective.
Mm-hmm. Nick, he's already turned on him. He'll burn his jersey.
Yep, I'll make sure I do it for the gram so I can get all that sweet follower money. No, you know what they'll do, Greg? The first thing they'll say is, "I never would have come to this if they would have just signed him last year."
If you look at the Raiders number, which is 30 a year for 2 years, it's not that much of a stretch to expect that somebody might go 3 years at $33 million based on all the intrinsic or additional value that you get from Tom Brady, from a branding, marketing perspective.
Gate, revenue, jersey sales, merch, all appearances, more than all
of
everything.
That, the buzz you get in terms of the talk about your team and your organization, the amount of coverage you would get would be exponentially higher. And I think the one thing less likely than the Patriots giving him $100 million is the 3 years. The years are totally off the table for Brady. No way are they giving him more than 2 years.
And if the Raiders are offering 2 for $60, I'm betting that's fully guaranteed. So if $68 million guaranteed is what Andy Hart's talking about here with this Joel Corey agent fella, just a couple dollars more.
I mean, is this guy like, is he like a Drew Rosenhaus kind of guy, or is he?
Never
like,
heard of him. Like Hart invented him.
Like a Jerry Maguire kind of guy.
George Glass, the boyfriend in the Brady Bunch? Yes. Timely reference.
Yeah. Joel Corey's never been wrong. I've never heard of him, but he's never been wrong.
Never been wrong. Not once.
For $100.
Ooh.
But it's not a stupid business decision.
No way. The free pub you get from that alone is worth $100 million.
Think about all the time you'll be on ESPN and NFL Network nonstop. And don't forget, if he goes to a team that was not in the playoffs, the NFL and HBO will immediately say, "Hey, team that didn't make the playoffs last year that paid Tom Brady $100 million, come on down.
Well,
you're on Hard Knocks."
Well, like, you instantly have the number one selling jersey in the NFL.
And the Hard Knocks is something that's a really good point, because Brady would love to be on Hard Knocks, because guess what he can talk about outside the shadow of Belichick?
Right.
TB12.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Show the foam rollers. Show all the stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And if that's the guaranteed money, like $70 million-ish, that wouldn't even cripple you for the third year. You could cut him if he's bad after 2 years, right? I mean, that's basically 2 years. You'd take a little hit the third year,
well,
but whatever.
$65 million was the number that the guy used, right, from a guaranteed perspective?
Right, something like that.
So the Raiders could just say, okay, Tom, it's a three-year, $100 million deal with $60 guaranteed, and then it basically just becomes that de facto two-year, $60 million deal.
Right.
Here's a text for you, Ken. It says Pasta scores a sudden death overtime goal, and Curtis is still talking about Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a cottage industry around here. I mean, Ken covered that during the trending. I believe he was incorrect about the game being tonight. I think
Calgary's tonight. What did I say?
I think they played. Isn't it tomorrow night, that game?
Calgary, I thought it was tonight.
I think it's tomorrow night.
I want to go back in time and live tweet
really?
The Pasta goal.
Yeah, I think it is. Well, look,
I've been all wrong.
Yeah,
wrong
they're
morning.
Off tonight.
I've never made a mistake before.
That is tomorrow night.
They're off tonight.
Holy horse balls.
What?
Excellent.
Please save that drop. Holy horse balls.
What do you want, MASH?
That's going to be the first band played on the Christian station.
Sorry about that. Bruins, Flames tomorrow night at 9.
That's what's trending now.
What do you think I want to know what the last song on AAF is. I'm sure Carrie and Mark Shue are going to pick that.
Alice's Restaurant.
Neil Peart?
Chicken Fried.
Inagata DeVita.
What do you think? What is the first song on K-Love?
Faith. Well, I guess it would be nice.
Yeah, Inagata DeVita would work for both.
Sure. It's a crossover.
The Garden of Eden.
Mm-hmm.
That could work for both.
We could have Dale Arnold on.
Like you do that song from Hair, the musical. Oh, no, not Hair. Was that the one? No, Godspell.
Less naked people with untrimmed.
Well, there were naked people with untrimmed things, and that's how they got in trouble in the Garden of Eden, if you remember.
Sorry.
That's because Eve was a temptress.
Brushed up on my Bible recently. Chapter and verse.
Well, the Gideons left it in the bedside table at the hotel. I'm surprised you didn't take advantage of reading it.
I believe that is where Glenn did his first radio appearance, the Garden of Eden, if I remember correctly.
Wait, was he nude? You're welcome, everyone.
I'm so horny, I haven't used my vibrator in weeks.
Hello, hey, Tony?
Yes.
Hey, what's up, Tony?
Just puckered.
How you doing?
What's going on?
Well, thanks for taking my call. I've been listening for a long time, first-time caller.
Yes.
In regards to WAAF,
yes,
their K-Love Radio, which is contemporary Christian music, bought yes. WCCC about 5 years ago.
Yes.
They used to be AAF's main competitor.
They bought, somebody told us yesterday, they bought WBRU. So I think there's got to be a market for Christian programming. Mm-hmm. I just don't, you know, I didn't realize it.
Greg, their website brands them as positive and encouraging, the exact opposite of this show.
Well, but where are all these people who are into this who are letting their actions speak louder than their words and are acting in a neighborly fashion to people that are on the roadways?
Not listening to this show.
Where are they? I mean, I drive down the highways. Nobody's acting like a Christian on the highways.
You don't notice that, though. It's like Yelp. You're not going to go on there and be like, I had great service. You're going to be like, this place sucks.
Speaking of Christian, he just tweeted an eye emoji on top of the $100 million deal for Brady tweet from WEEI.
Oh,
so
God.
He might know something.
Oh, yeah, he'll have a scoop.
Yep.
He probably has a scoop.
He's 99.6% sure that was his tweet.
But today's show, don't take the audio.
No.
Maybe that was his agent, which explains why he's working here now. But
all right. This is Steve. What's up, Steve?
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Hi, Steve.
Good morning to the lovely Danielle.
Good morning.
Greg, normally you're a very intelligent man. Did you eat something this morning that deteriorated your brain or something? Because everything that everybody comes up with, you've got an excuse for. For instance, in the Cumberland Farms, I was in the Cumberland Farms in Chelmsford last week.
Yes.
And I was trying to get gas, and this gentleman was at the pump. He finishes pumping his gas, and he starts walking inside. The place was really loaded, but there were spots in front of the building that were not handicapped. So I opened my window. I says, hey, could you pull up, please, so I can get my gas? And I said it very politely. His response to me was, F off, a-hole.
That's one of the listeners that K-Love is trying to get.
Well, let me tell you something. My response to him was, if you don't move, your next move you're going to make is be on a gurney going into an ambulance.
Tell him, Steve.
Yeah, like that with people. But this guy was a total dope.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, would you do that and hold somebody up that long because you're going to go inside and buy whatever you're going to buy? Just be polite. I was being polite. Go. I get my gas, and then if I have to make a purchase, I pull up. And if I have to wait, I wait for a spot to open up and go in.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I mean, but it's right there. It's like two steps away. The guy's running in to get his...
No, he's not running in because the place is loaded. There's people buying a lot of stuff. Greg, don't make excuses. You sound like a moron.
All right. I'm sorry. I guess that is a douche move then.
We could definitely use a little more Jesus around here.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We could, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Where are these people?
They're too busy flicking butts at you. And then you say, hey, you could light my car on fire. They're like, why don't you go light this on fire, pal? Single finger salute. And by the way, F off when you're walking into like a convenience store. That's actually good morning. That's the roll tide of New England.
Yeah. All right.
And a good day to you, sir.
We will be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Great suggestion from a texter. We ought to have a over-under on how long K-Love Christian Radio is on before Scott from Weymouth gets through with his first phone call over there.
30 seconds, Jesus. I'll be in and out.
Wants to ask him about the Brady contract.
Yeah. So in closing, big guy, you know how I feel about everything upstairs, and I'm just wondering, am I in or am I out?
God, why won't you take my call?
It'll be like, Pastor, 40 seconds. Just give me 40 seconds. I'm going to give it. Might take them a while because they might have a lot of their regular callers. They probably have their own regular, like Scott from the pulpit,
sure,
or whatever.
Right.
But I
Jesus
I'll give it,
from Nazareth.
Yeah. Hey, Dale. Jesus. Yeah. Jesus.
Could be calling.
I give it 2 hours. I get a guy in the first 2 hours on Saturday morning. Who else is he going to call on Saturdays? Does he call oddballs?
No. No. We're actually able to escape the Scott from Weymouth virus.
Yeah.
What does that say about you?
He's What's a big going? Mustard and Johnson guy, an EEI 850.
Dale, do you have a suggestion for the last song at the WAAF?
Oh, that's a good one. I mean, the cliche answer would be the Final Countdown, but
oh yes,
ooh,
wouldn't that be? A good
I like
one?
I like that. Da-na-na. Yeah, Stairway to Heaven, Free Bird. I mean, some kind of a.
By the way, I will die on this hill that the greatest version of Stairway to Heaven ever was by Hart at the Kennedy Center Honors.
Really?
Where they were actually honoring Led Zeppelin. Hart did the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. They've got like by the time they get to the end of the song, they've got like 100-person chorus.
Yeah.
They've got a full orchestra.
What are you saying, better than Page and Plant can do it?
It put tears into the eyes of the guys who wrote it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was that good. I can't recommend it highly enough. You're my music guru, but I'm just saying I like that one.
Pretty amazing. 50 years, same station, same format. That doesn't happen anymore in this business.
No.
It doesn't happen anymore in this business.
And, you know, we've got friends here.
Yeah.
You know, we're dealing with friends and people that we care about and people that, you know, I wish well for, and I hate that part of the business.
Well, I mean, could you use anybody on the show? I mean, maybe Carrie,
sure.
She could join.
She'd
the
be great.
Female voice on the program. Rich object to that? Or?
Probably not. Okay, we've always joked because Carrie and I have been friends for 20-some years, and we were at Fenway one day. I was with my daughters, and Carrie was up in the suite, and I introduced Carrie to my daughters, and going home that day, my daughters were dumbfounded that I had a friend with purple hair.
I love it.
They just thought, you like know her? And
Dale's like, yes, I hang out with people of all different hair colors.
Even people with purple hair.
Gives instant cachet, right?
Yes. Yeah. Or with kids, yeah. I mean, they thought, God, she's way too cool for you to know, Dad. What are you doing here?
Well, what do you think of this number on, I guess I'll ask you about Tom Brady.
Sure.
100 million, 3 years.
Except that's not what it is.
Yeah.
It's one of those phony baloney agent numbers that doesn't exist. What matters is it's $65 million guaranteed, which you can sort of see.
Mm-hmm.
That you could sort of say, all right, 30-some million a year. All right, I can understand that. I don't think it'll be that high, but at least I could understand that. The $100 million is strictly for shock and awe. It's a former agent who wrote the piece, and shocking that he's going to want to inflate the contract numbers to make it look good and help recruit further clients. But
can you see the Patriots getting their hands around more than 2 years?
No. Well, and that, by the way, the piece, and Andy Hart wrote about it, it's not 3 years for that either. You know, it's 2 years with one of those phony baloney third years, you know, the voidable years to spread the money out.
Can you see them giving him a phony baloney third year, voidable third year?
It's possible. I'll be very look, we've had a monkey wrench thrown into all of this. We're going to talk about this today. This whole new CBA thing, which I thought had zero chance of being done before the free agency deadline of March 18th, now it appears that it might be done. That could change things dramatically in terms of contracts and being able to spread bonus money out. All of a sudden, you've got a new piece of information into this Brady pursuit.
From an owner perspective, you're saying? Not necessarily
from a team perspective.
What about from a player? Does it change anything for Tom Brady?
It makes it easier for a team to sign Brady if they in fact get it done, because they can then spread the money out, the bonus money out over additional years, which makes the contract more palatable to the team.
Yeah.
So, I mean, does it matter in Brady's pocketbook? No. But even he would understand that it matters to the team in terms of how you allocate the money and where you go.
And how does it work with a quarterback if they get the bye game or whatever? Like, how does that work?
I mean, I still don't believe the whole bye game concept. I've never believed that they were going to do that. Tom.
You're off.
Going to sit off this weekend.
This
okay?
is your designated bye week.
Yeah, I don't think that is going to be part of the whole thing. It's going to be a 17-game schedule. You know, they're going to take the all-important preseason down to three with the possibility of two. And if Bill Belichick had his way, it'd be none.
Yeah.
He doesn't like them. But, well, I'll be curious to see what some of the details are. We were just kicking this around in the other room. It's going to obliterate again, you know, a lot of the record book stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
When they went from 14 games to 16 games, all the single season record stuff disappeared. As it is, even career numbers for guys like Breeze and Brady may get obliterated just because of the way the game is played today.
Mm-hmm. And Mahomes throws 60 touchdowns in a season now.
Somebody's going to throw for 6,000 yards at some point. They don't let you play defense on anybody, and everybody flings it around the lot. So,
are you like Ken? Do you dislike the playoff changes?
You know, it doesn't really affect as much as you think. Somebody, and we're going to talk about this at some point. Somebody went back through the last 10 years or so, and how would it have affected? Not as much as you think. Most years, from a Patriots perspective, wouldn't affect anything. The year they finished 11-5 and lost in a tiebreaker on the playoff spot, they would have gotten in that year.
Yep.
And they would have had to go to Pittsburgh, which was the number 2 seed that year, and probably gotten their rear end handed to them.
They're playing some good football at the end of that year, Dale.
I know. And you know, that mighty Matt Castle season.
The Castle and Crockett Express was rolling straight through the big ketchup bottle. Honk me up, Laird.
We have a very important Brady Watch update.
Oh, boy.
OMF just quote tweeted this, so I'm believing that this happened. I'm trusting OMF.
All right.
From Jeff Darlington on Golic and something in Wingo this morning, he said, "It's time to wrap our heads around the idea of Tom Brady leaving New England. It's a very real, very real possibility here. It's more likely than not that Tom Brady is leaving the Patriots."
More likely than not.
Yeah, we've all been saying that it was the possibility he could leave. Yeah. I don't know about the more likely than not part. Jeff Darlington's got his sources, so maybe that's true. We'd have to screw up that whole Tom Brady gone or stay board over there.
No, do I have to?
But is he legit? Is he like a legit inside guy? I mean, he knows his stuff.
He's got good sources. I mean, he's not as much of an inside guy as Christian, but, you know, he's got people that he talks to out there.
What about, is he as much of an inside guy as Tommy Curran?
Now, see, I tried to patch this up between you two. I've been trying to calm the waters a little bit here.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
On the most recent Patriots Talk podcast, Tom E. Curran talked about envying Jeff Darlington's Patriots and Tom Brady insider status.
Really?
Yeah.
What's Darlington's middle initial?
That's
a good question.
Jeffy Darlington.
I'd like to invite Tom E. Kern to join me on my final AAF show tomorrow afternoon.
Are you going out up there?
Yeah, I'm going to do a show for a couple hours. Come up. Spend a tune with me.
Yeah, a lot of people in there, Dale.
I have
radio and then I have hockey, so the chances of me adding another radio gig into that mix is fairly slim. But
I'm assuming some hockey talk today after a big overtime win.
I did say at the moment David Krejci's pass hit David Pastrnak's stick at the blue line, I immediately said to Billy and Barry, ball game.
Yeah.
And felt totally confident.
He's awesome. I mean, he's sort of fun, isn't he? Is he tied for the league?
He is, tied with Austin Matthews, 43 goals apiece. They're good. I'm not saying they're the favorites to win the Stanley Cup or anything like that. They're really good. They've got great goaltending, a Vezina Trophy candidate. They've got among the best power play and penalty killing teams in the NHL. I think they were second in both going into last night. They've got the best line in hockey. I'd like to see them make a move.
Yeah.
Maybe two. I really wanted Brendan Dillon, who went to the Caps. And easy for me to say, I would have given up the second round pick and a conditional third for him. 6'4", 225 pounds. Blindingly handsome, Danielle.
Well, I was going to say.
Right. I mean, he's got to
get in line behind Sean Corrali.
Yep.
And Nathan
Eovaldi.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Dale, you
should have
seen.
Everybody she interviews, she falls in love.
Yeah, that's not true at all.
Yes, she does.
Dale,
no. Sure.
Dale, I had to turn on a fan next to me just because of the heat check coming off of Danielle when Eovaldi came in the room.
It's called being horny, Dale. All right.
I don't remember.
All right. Dale and Keith is next. Just you two? Is it just you two today?
and Brian Scalabrine will join us and talk some basketball.
Oh, Scal.
Scal, baby.
All right, Scal. All right, we'll be back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.